Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? How you feeling? So Egypt is so in love on this episode of Growing Up Hip Hop. Romeo has a fashion pool party and Angela makes a move, and plus we have a new special segment for you guys, Glowing Up Fashion. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now let the buzz begin.
Everybody, the boy is mine. Yeah, so we were just talking behind the scenes who we have on this song, either Brandy or Monica. Felicia, who do you have?
Oh, I'm Team Brandy.
Team Brandy all the way.
sorry, Monica. You great. But
we love you, Monica. We love you. What's up, everybody? This is the Growing Up Hip Hop After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. I am one of your hosts, Howard III. I'm also joined with Felicia Michelle.
Hey, girl. Hey.
We have a lot to talk about, guys. So if you guys saw this episode, which I know you did, you saw how much Egypt was in love. Romeo was throwing this whole fashion pool party for his Romeo collection here. And Angela's just making a move everywhere she can. And if you guys don't know, we're also doing a special segment today.
Yeah.
Glowing up fashion.
I'm excited. Yes.
Yes. Something new for you guys. We want to see who you thought was the glow up for tonight. So let's get into this right now here with Egypt being so in love.
Oh.
Is she sprung? Is this a whole little teenage love? Do you think she's moving too fast? I mean, she's only been with the guy for maybe 1 or 2 months while this was taping. And even after a month, they moved in together. Which we found out, you know, on last week's episode. But now we got to see the apartment. It's a cute little condo. Looks like a townhouse, maybe.
Oh.
She moving too fast, huh?
Well, first let me say, this episode, I have to say, like, my thought overall I got from it was, mm-hmm. It was quite boring. And I thought it was really a snooze fest. Like, I found myself, it was really hard for me to focus. Mm-hmm. Like, I drank a whole Coca-Cola, and I still was not able to tap into. It was very boring. But, was quite boring.
This whole episode was...
It was a little snoozer. Boring. Maybe it'll be the... It's a slow lead-up. Slow to climax, which I get it. That wasn't even a joke, you guys. It was just really how I felt. But Egypt in love with Sam... I can't say she is just, because I don't know her in real life. It appears to be that she is just 19 and young and right. Very idealistic about love and very hopeful. You know, maybe this is pre-heartbreak, you know, not like mid-20s, bitter, because some things have happened to you. But she's like, you know, and being in that type of mind state can be blinding, mm-hmm. to say the least.
That's true. I mean,
how are you feeling? We found a lot of more information. Like, how are you feeling about it? Like, we uncovered a lot of things with that.
We sure did.
A lot.
Just too much. I feel like it's just... I just want to look out for Egypt. I mean, she is the baby of the group, you know? And it's...
But it's like, what to believe and what not to believe. That there was so much information that was given. Like, okay, it's like, this thing is... Let's just break it down when we first realized, maybe. We, like... When me and Howard watch it, like, the show together, right before we get on here, we watch it. And literally, we always look at each other during certain parts. And this particular part, when they were in the studio and he was answering for her, we were both like... I shot up, like, okay, I woke up on that part. Mm-hmm. He was answering for her, and this is what got me, y'all. I'm sorry.
Spill the tea. See, I'm spilling.
I'm sorry.
Spill the tea.
What got to me was when he said that Egypt is the next Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill.
He's in love, Felicia.
Lauryn.
They're in love.
Hill. Okay. But Lauryn Hill,
I know.
When she's never done soul, neo soul R&B music ever, and exactly. She was super pop, and now she is the next Lauryn Hill.
What happened to the pop side? Because I was kind of feeling the pop side.
I'm not sure. Maybe, like, he got together and, you know, people, I mean, musicians and artists explore their different talents and That's their sound true. And their ways to creatively express themselves. So maybe she could transition into that. But the next look, I can't. I wouldn't repeat the statement anymore.
You know, I will say this, though. I feel like Egypt has been taking some singing lessons. Because from what I remember on, you know, season one. I don't want to throw too much shade, but from what I remember, I was like, you know, okay, there might be something there. This, I was like, okay, she's taking lessons. No tea, no shade. She's taking lessons. And she sounds a lot better.
Because somebody probably saw the other episode and told her the truth. It told her the truth that, yeah. And, no, we found out more information, too, like, that we knew he had two kids last week. We found that out.
But we didn't know their ages, I think.
3 and 5.
You know,
do you think that that's cut off?
No, especially with a 3-year-old, you probably still
that baby is new into this world. Mm-hmm. That baby has, you know, like, what is it like? Okay, exactly. So you're pregnant for about a year of your life, yeah. And then like a year. No, this baby has spent like a third of its life inside of its mom's body, and you're trying to tell me that this is a fresh baby to me.
To me too. I'm like, you still dealing with a toddler. 3 years, so let's say, you know, you were with her, she was pregnant, here we go, 9 months, and then a little bit after that, so the baby's a year, I'm pretty sure you're probably still with the baby. Then you meet Egypt, so now the baby turns maybe like 2.5, then has a third birthday with Egypt, I feel
Stop.
Like. Even though
Stop.
They, you know, I'm not going to say for the show, but in real time.
Timeline, I love
in
it.
In real time, because, you know, Egypt and Sam have been together now for a few months, so...
Okay, another thing. I got notes, y'all. Okay.
Read them off.
They lived together for like a month only. I mean, they were dating only a month before they started living together.
Right.
And if you've ever lived with somebody, in the comment section, like, let us know. Do you think a month is a good amount of time to know if you can live with somebody? Have you ever lived with someone?
No.
Okay, don't.
No, because, you know, I do my own little thing. I mean, it's been up for discussion. But, you know, sometimes I'm like an Oprah, where Oprah was like, you know, if I'm your wife, I have to come home every night. If I'm your girlfriend, I could just go back to my place. You come into my place. That's it. So I'm like, listen, I don't need to live with you.
Then that means that Sam and Egypt are taking this relationship very seriously.
But aren't they? I feel like Egypt's just in love. And I will say, because if you have been in, you know, that little love crazy stage, you do certain things that are a little bit off. Maybe she's really that deep in love.
You do a lot of things that are off. You do, like, some part of your brain.
Like moving with your man.
Decision-making part of your brain, like, shuts down or something when it comes to that person. There's another phenomenon out there. Like, there has to be a better explanation. Like, some type of chemical is leaching your brain and it makes you stupid or something like that.
But, yeah.
You know what's crazy, though? I was shocked at her mom's reaction to things. Like, when, like, TTE got in it.
Oh, we're going already?
Okay,
going
no. Okay. Do you want to wait?
Let's wait a little bit for that.
But you know what, though? That's some real advice, though, like, with living with somebody. It's, like, super serious. And you know where you can get some amazing advice? Conversations with Maria Menounos.
All right.
You need to get on that. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. She is there giving some amazing interviews, great advice, like life advice, just right across the board. Wellness, health, career, relationships, and everything. Let her be the big sister that, you know, you probably need, because it's a rough world out there. And if someone can help you navigate it, it should be Maria Menounos, right?
Right.
So make sure that you tune in. It's every Friday. It drops on iTunes. And make sure that you told them that the Growing Up Hip Hop crew sent you.
Of course. Right? Yes, everybody.
No, seriously. Maybe Egypt should probably check it out.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But still with Egypt and her man, can we talk about them at this pool party that Romeo threw? Because at first Sam was like, you going to a pool party? You know, at first I thought I was like, oh, that's cute. Like, you know, he's a little overprotective. I thought that was when they were doing the when they were doing the paint date night.
Yeah.
He was like, you know,
I don't know him, so I'm going to come with you. And maybe it was editing or something, but yeah, he looked crazy. He had like crazy eyes, no?
He had a bit of crazy eyes on that scene, yeah. But at the pool party, he was real lurky. Like, he was just lurking.
Just with his vape. Just like, with his vape, just like.
Exactly.
Puffing the magic dragon as he like walks about and just like kind of like is in the cut. And maybe he was only there for 15 minutes and that's just what they showed us.
Right.
But if he was doing it the whole time, that's really creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that whole situation was kind of off to me. And then we found out how the song wasn't even in the studio. They said they were going to record a song. It was Egypt's song with DJ Quick's son. And really, it was Sam's song and DJ Quick.
Featuring Egypt.
And Egypt had a little bit of, you know, two lines. That whole thing was something else. They were just lurking in the back. And that whole party, though,
was a hot mess.
I guess it was like a photo shoot slash party. But somebody didn't tell Brianna because she showed up in full, like, summer party attire.
She showed up looking like Beyonce's formation, Lemonade. All she needed was hot sauce in her bag swag. And I'm talking about the bag, not like the actual hot sauce. Yeah. But that's all she needed. Like, I'm like, why does she look so... Her style is just different than previous seasons, and maybe she's doing this to like define herself. But she definitely was going there, showing all her goody-goody gumdrops to try to get at Romeo. So it was kind of like, I'm going to come to your party. I'm not going to support you and actually model the clothes. I'm just going to come dressed with my goody-goody gumdrops out and just be here because these other girls are here and they're modeling.
I was like, girl, he asked you. We saw the text message, you know, oh, if that was a true text message.
He asked everybody.
Ask everybody, come and model. You're coming to model. And, you know, she was like, oh, no, I ain't modeling nothing. I'm just going to look cute. Girl, this was like a real pool party. It was just a photo shoot and just happened to be drinks around, so we're going to call it a pool party.
I think she came already, like, in a type of mindset to where she was going to, like, be the queen, be walk-in. Mm-hmm. She's above that. She could just be there to support him. Like, really, she tries to, like, kind of play, like, a girlfriend type of position, it seems like. Because she gets really, really mad at him about things that I have never been mad at somebody about unless I'm in a relationship with them or I would like to be in a relationship with them.
Right.
So, it's just kind of like, she gets upset about things. She takes things really, really personally. She's like, he better not do this and do that. He flirts with me. He is a 20-something-year-old. I'm a millionaire? Millionaire.
Yeah.
He at the very least, he a couple thousand there, and he like he's attractive, like he has a lot of things going for him, like so why wouldn't he flirt, like why wouldn't he take female attention, like why wouldn't he? And he knows it, and it's probably like he knows he can so easily get that reaction that he wants out of you, that you want me to, even though I'm fake wanting you, but you really wanting me type of thing. But I'll have some more about Romeo in our news and gossip.
Oh, okay. Yes. I'll be waiting for that one. But Romeo he was going out test driving cars. Did you see that before the pool party? I like that with him and Master P. And I was like, he talked about, oh, I'm doing it for a friend. You know, my friend got a baby, so I want to see if a car seat can fit in the back. Now, you know good and well.
Nobody's putting no car seat back there. Not no seats to dent up. Nobody wants no Cheerios and an Aston Martin. Like,
talk about it for a friend. Just say it's for you or for Angela. But he said it's not for Angela.
He said it wasn't for Angela. Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. He definitely said this is not for... I think Romeo is trolling us.
I think so, too.
Romeo's trolling us. Mm-hmm. Like, he's, like, saying he likes this person. He acts this type of way. He's trolling us. He's trolling us. He's keeping us on our toes. We don't really know.
That's true.
Like, we don't know what's real, what's not real.
He's just a man of mysterious ways.
He's just a young man out here getting it. It's really what it is.
That too.
That's what it really boils down to. Hashtag, you smell like cotton candy. You know what made me laugh? Is I've heard this before. Yeah. And I'm like, is this a lie? Like, do y'all like let me look at my player book.
Oh, yeah, right.
Ooh, tell her she smell like cotton candy. Right there, right she there. Gonna love that. Mm-hmm. Tell her she smells like cotton candy.
Chapter
she'll
12.
Love it.
Tell her she smell like cotton candy. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what it is. That's what it is right there.
It's like
there.
One of the steps. Tell her she smells like cotton
15
candy.
15 steps of trying to get out the girl. Step number 12, she smells like cotton candy.
It was creepy, kind of. Years. Like, it's like, you smell like cotton candy. I was like, Thanks. But if it's Romeo, I might be like, thanks.
Like cotton candy, like at the movie theater, or cotton candy, like at a fair. Like, but what are you doing?
I literally was like, cotton candy, where you go? Like, I just started singing Tootsie Roll in my head when he said it.
I mean, him and TT had chemistry.
Yeah, but if you go with what Brianna says, TT is a flirt and Rome is a flirt, and you put two flirts together and there's a whole lot of flirting, I guess.
I guess so.
What do you think about the fashion? Do you like the clothes?
I actually like the clothes.
Yeah, they're cool.
I thought they were cute. Like, for, you know, like the everyday girl type of thing.
Yeah, very like athleisure type of clothing. Hashtag really we look good as a couple. That was weird too.
Okay, Romeo. Talking about we look good as a... Who are you going with, Romeo? You got Brianna and her feelings, because she think you was flirting with her at the party last week. You have TT, who you also flirting with at the party last week, and now you're doing the photo shoot with.
No, he flirts with her at every party, apparently. And I'm just like, these are instances of life where people get together and people are social and they're drinking and sometimes people flirt, and I just don't think you should really take that to heart until someone says to you, hey, I'm interested in you, I'd like to take you on a date. Although he did ask her on a date, kind of, but then I don't think he took her anywhere. I think it was like a food grill or something. Yeah. And stop, your face is like, yeah, for her. But until someone says that to you, like, it just is what it is. Like, it's just, you're just, like, floating out there, and you could flirt with him, and you could flirt with somebody else, and you can't get mad about flirting.
That's true.
She's already like this, and he's not even her boyfriend. Run, Romeo, run!
No, I'm like, I wonder if Romeo knows that Brianna is, like, thinking something else.
I don't think that he thinks that. Mm-hmm. She is wanting something more from him.
Yes.
I do think that he knows that she's intense, and he's not going to actually want to have a relationship with her. Just this, his perception is like drama. I'm good. Like,
I don't know. That whole party though was weird. So can we talk a little bit about TT trying to pull Brianna to the side? Like, she walked up to her like, oh, you know, can me and you, you know, talk, which was, I thought, was the respectable way to do it. Brianna said, oh, okay, yeah, I guess so. TT like, okay, well, let me take you to the side. Brianna, oh no, there's a chair.
She said, there's a seat right here.
There's a seat right, you're not gonna sit right here, you gonna make me move? Yes, girl, I am gonna make you move. I need to talk to you to the side. Like,
it was already intense. Like,
as soon as Brianna stepped in there and TT turned around and she said, oh, that's TT. That's how we knew it was going to go to the left. Right then and there. And she's giving her all this unnecessary shade, especially coming after the party where it was kind of, TT was like, you know, you can have him. I don't even think TT would fight over.
No, Romeo. I don't think she would either.
If it would come down to there, TT would be like, listen, girl, go ahead. If you want, you take him.
No, but it's becoming a personal competition. I can see it becoming a personal competition. It's not necessarily about like, oh, hey, I like him more. It's just like, no, I won. Like, I won. Like, some of that is just, I won. Like, people just want to think that they won. And I think that that's what it comes down to. Brianna's a very competitive and intense person. And now she set her eyes on getting this one thing or this one guy. And people are in her way. She has to eliminate the threat. Like, I'm gonna be scared of her. Like, not like,
I know.
Like, she's kind of scary.
She's a little scary. Like, yeah. She seems like the girl to walk up to you, or, like, oh, that's not your man. Stay away.
Like, she could be the sweetest, funnest, nicest, funnest. Is that a word? Most fun person that you ever meet. And then if you're on her bad side, as you could say, that's what happened to TT. They were cool.
They were real cool.
They were very cool. They
but
were
as soon as Brianna feels a little bit threatened, or I don't know if it's threatened, but as soon as she feels something, she's like, oh, no, I got to cut you off. You competition now.
It just was weird because I feel like as a person, like, she's habitually been the one to want to confront problems, but it just seemed like she's coming directly to you to ask you, is there something wrong?
Exactly.
And instead of doing what you say you do, which is speak your mind, you kind of, like, go around it. Like, I kind of vaguely don't even remember this conversation, even though we just saw it. I just know that there was no actual resolve. Like, nothing really came from the conversation. And that's what I got from it. Like, verbatim what they said. Yeah. All I took away from it was that this is not going to... You're not even willing to admit that you're acting funny.
Mm-hmm.
And did you hear it? She's like, oh, I'm tired of people saying that to me. Why did everybody say that to me? because
I was just about to bring that up.
You walk into rooms, and instead of just, you know, ignoring the person that you might have a problem with, which is what I do, I'm like the best ignorer ever. I should make a class on Groupon how to ignore people. Instead of it's ignoring them and just moving on with the people that you do enjoy, it's like you have to let the entire party know. And it's like the energy.
She shifts the energy. And for somebody to be so crazy about energy, she can really shift it quick.
Well, and maybe because she's wearing them crystals on her ears and stuff now. Y'all need to watch out for her. You don't know what she learned between last season and this season.
Oh, no. It's like, girl, like,
she has some energy crystals that she is shifting the energy in the room.
And instead of being all upbeat and try to be one, you know, she said she was getting her life together. I mean, yes, this is only episode two, but it's like you said you were getting, you're a new person, you lost weight, like, you want to be happy.
I like her. I just want her to like herself.
I like her too, but it's some things I'm like, this is unnecessary.
I want her to like herself as much as viewers like her.
I think so too.
Because if she saw how awesome she was when she's not acting like that, she wouldn't want to act like that.
If she just saw she was a cool person instead of the tight-lipped smile.
This tight-lipped smile.
Where she's going to forever be known as Miss Tight-Lip, then she could really do great things. I just wasn't feeling it.
I wasn't feeling it either.
And so another thing I wasn't feeling was TT and her friend, the hairdresser Troy.
Messy Troy. I'm just going to call him Troy. Messy.
That whole thing, situation of them to the, every time they get to the side, it's like just something.
We're talking about somebody behind their back. We're gossiping about somebody. I know he's a hairstylist, so hairstylists, you know, in the community are known to bring the tea. But really? Like,
exactly. I was like, wow. So Troy and TT are sitting there talking at the fashion show, or sorry, the fashion pool party with Romeo. And
I'm not really sure what to call this occasion. There were fashions, there was a pool, there was a photographer, there was drama.
Great. So they're over there, you know, talking about Egypt and Sam. And of course, Troy has to bring up the fact that his friend knows one of Sam's baby mama, which I guess now we know there are two.
I'm tired of his friends. sorry, go ahead.
So we know that we found out Sam has two baby mamas, which, you know, whatever, do you. I'm not judging. Go ahead. So,
But you are judging. But you are judging. I'm sorry.
Little shade thing. But Sam lets TT know that the baby mama said, sorry, not Sam, but Troy lets TT know that the baby mama said Sam is nothing but drama, and all he wants is fame, pretty much. And then something about, I know he said something about the drinking was included. So I don't know.
There was mention of that.
If he meant that he drinks a lot, or was the baby mama drinking? But he said, besides the drinking, he wants fame and he'll do anything to get it.
So I don't know what that I don't know what that means.
Exactly.
We've seen him drink on the show last episode, but he wasn't like out of control. He wasn't doing the most.
They didn't show us.
If it was there, I think they would have showed us. I think so. They would have been like, yeah, we're gonna lead with that. Let's see. There's something about him, and I get it, that is really rubbing people the wrong way. Mm-hmm. But what I don't like is that instead of bringing it to Egypt's attention, or just go right on up to him. You didn't found all this information about him. Walk up to him and say, this is what I heard about you.
If you're that concerned, yeah.
If you were that truly concerned about her well-being, her heart, her body, like her life, like you just walk up to both of them. This is what it is.
Right.
It's just, I didn't like it. It's just like they were going really hard. Does that make sense? Like they were going too hard. Like they wanted everyone to really fall into that narrative and believe what they were saying about him. And I was just like, why are y'all going so hard?
Exactly.
Like you're going really hard. Like the whole thing with Pep.
Right. And oh my gosh. We can get into that real quick. With TT and Troy meeting up with Pep, voicing their concerns. They're saying, oh, you know, Egypt is, you know, being taken advantage of. Sam is just not the right guy for her. Pep, you need to step in. And Pep's not trying to hear it. Yeah. Which I agree with Pep. Pep was like, she just needs to learn. Yes, she's 19 and she's young, but I want to let her live. She needs to go through her ups, her downs. You know, she needs to figure out if this is the man for her or not. I can't keep butting in. I got a life of my own. Like,
or just let her make mistakes. Everybody has this whole thing of her where it's like, she's a baby. She's not a baby. She, she can go to adult jail. She is not a baby. She eats applesauce by choice. She is not a baby. Like, she's a whole grown woman. She's old enough to live in an apartment by herself. And it was a nice little spot too with them. So yeah. She's old enough to live on her own and be taking care. I don't know if she's taking her own bills. I ain't even gonna worry about her money flow, but she's 19. Right. Say it to her face. And it was like they were trying to, what I didn't like is like they were trying to convince Pep of like hearsay. So mm-hmm. you hearsay in court of law is just I said it. So because I said it, then it makes it true. Because like, watch this. Okay. I'm a multimillionaire. Oh, wait, it's the same. My life's still the same. Because it's not true just because mm-hmm. I said it. Like they kept saying it over and over again. Like they were trying to drive it into her head. And I think that was what made her snap, because she's a grown woman and you can't convince her. Like she said, okay, I hear you, and you know, I got you, and like, you know, like she took it in, but they wanted her to become livid, and that's what I didn't understand. It's like, that means you like the drama,
right?
They were almost mad kind of that she wasn't yes. as upset as them.
Exactly. And she's just like, Pep's just like, y'all let it go. Like, and even Pep was like, well, who did you hear this from? Like a female? Well, that's probably one of your problems right there. You know, you try to trust this other female who probably is just mad too, because maybe he left her. Like, you don't even know that whole situation.
Facts.
So it's like, you up here, you know, turning up. Pep's like, I'm just here to relax. I'm a mother. I'm gonna let my daughter knows I got her. That's what she was like.
She knows. Needs me, she'll let me know.
Exactly.
What got to me was TT, I wrote this down, talking about Pep. She can't see it herself, so she doesn't believe it. Okay. That's why. People take rumors as facts. That's like one of the biggest problems in our society is that people just say, oh, somebody said it, so that makes it true. Like, no, it doesn't make it true. So she was like, she's upset at her because it's not enough. She's like, where's the proof? Pep wanted the proof. And she's like, I'm giving her all types of receipts. No, you're not. You're not.
Exactly.
You're giving her word of someone else's mouth through someone else. Like, by the time this story got to you, it's been told at least three, four times.
Exactly.
And then when you told it, it was different too.
I don't know. I mean, I understand TT's trying to be the cousin to look out for her younger cousin. I get that. And the hairdresser's just trying to be, you know, wants to relevant. Be a friend.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that out loud. That was really mean. I'm really sorry.
He's just trying to be a good friend.
No, because this is the same bone collector that carried the bone about Christiana, right? And yes. Right last season. And that started the whole fight between her and Brianna. And
I saw online Twitter, y'all was eating him up.
Yes. We were looking at the tweets and I was just like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. But you know, I guess he's trying to be messy but concerned. Or maybe he's trying to be concerned and it's coming off messy. I don't know.
No, it's just a mess. It's all a mess. It's all a mess. None of that information was pertinent to the situation. As long as he's not being violent,
right?
Then okay, this is what I heard about him, and this is what I said, and now it's over. Like, I don't understand why it was just such a thing to where she took her bottle back. Like, how you have people over drinking wine? You like, you know what? You didn't piss me off so bad, you can't even drink from my bottle now, and snatches her bottle up. Like, in what world does that even happen? Like, exactly. You pissed me off so bad while I'm drinking wine that I want you to not drink with me anymore.
Pep was done. She was like, I'm over this whole thing.
I feel like we saw a very short bit of it and that the whole conversation was a lot longer.
I think so, too.
And no one wants to keep hearing that.
That's very true. Because, you know, I was like, okay, TT, like, what are you trying to say? We already know Sam is a little iffy, but we need to, let it play out.
The only thing that TT did for me this episode was have a super flat stomach that I was just like, right? Oh, my God.
Girl, you look good, girl.
But other than that, she did nothing for me this episode. I just was like...
Mm, 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 mm. Well, I mean, another person who didn't do too much for me this episode was Angela. And how she's making all of these different type of moves. You know, she wants to come to L.A. She's done with her man for sure. She said that she wanted to move to L.A. to have a fresh new start. And that... Also, her brother JoJo would be coming with her to help her start over.
He invited himself. That was hilarious. I've done the same thing. He's like, yeah, I'm going too.
He sure did. Hey, we gonna all hang out in LA. JoJo has a child too, right?
Yes, he is a father.
I wonder if he just takes the whole family, or he probably sets it up with the baby mama.
I'm glad that you said that. Oh. Because that made me think about something else. How, if you have just had a baby, are you picking up and moving to three time zones away with your baby when you just had a baby with this guy? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's true. What?
Maybe she set up something, like a whole, like, I'll keep the baby for, because she said it's just gonna be a month.
Oh, well, before she said, then why is she looking for a house? This is all for this show.
She she said, I'm gonna go out there for a month to see what it feels like. I want to get the weather, she said, and, you know, just be out there.
Let me tell you something about life. No, for real, I'm being serious. I'm really dropping some gems right now. You're not going to be happy. Happiness is not a destination. It's like where you stay at right now. If you're not happy in this moment, you're frustrated, and if you're not cool here, your zip code is not going to change that. Your time zone is not going to change that. Moving away is not going to change that. You're just going to be unhappy in your new place. So I didn't really understand her saying, I need air to breathe, and I was like, you probably have, like, good quality oxygen pumping through your apartment. Like, you probably pay premium for that oxygen pumping through your apartment. Right? It's like amino acids or something in it. Like, you don't need fresh air. You just need time.
Exactly. Well, she said it's for sure over. She even had, when she did finally get out here to L.A., she had Vanessa come over, her sister, and she told Vanessa, like, it's completely done. We are not coming back together.
I love the way she talks about it. It's like she's saying, like, she left a job or something. Yeah. Like, yeah, no, that place wasn't working out for me. Like, I'm done. So what's going on with your job? Nothing. Nothing at all. I'm not that place anymore. She's like, done. You mean the father of your child? Your ex-fiance, like, you just throw him in the trash, like,
that's all she did. She said, I'm just gonna throw him in the trash. I did like how she sat down with her friend. I'm not sure, I didn't catch her name, but she sat down with a friend, and she was like, oh, you know, I am really sad about the whole how she was a virgin and then she became not a virgin so quickly, and you know, she wasn't expecting, I guess, all of it to happen so fast.
Howard, did you hear yourself? She was a virgin. Then she was not a virgin. It just happened so fast. Like,
maybe she wanted steps. Maybe she's mad at herself because she had said she was, you know, saving herself for marriage and for the Lord. And
I get it. That's a lot of pressure. If you're a person who, like, grew up in a strict, you know, religious household, you know that there's pressure on all sides for you to live your life a certain type of way. Mm-hmm. And it's a spotlight even more. Her dad is a reverend, you know, it's Reverend, right. You know, we knew her as a preacher's daughter. That's our first introduction to her. So I think a lot of times people just hold her to that regard. Right. And she did make a public statement, though, saying that she was saving herself until she was married. Mm-hmm. But my whole thing is, like, girl, it's okay. Like, God forgives. Just get right back on that abstinence pony. And I wouldn't say, okay, not ride it out. But get back on, and it's okay. It's okay if you make a mistake. Like, I think this is a good time. No, this is a great time for her to be like, this is what you can do. You can bounce back, and it's okay.
Oh, good. Because
you could be celibate now.
That's a good little brand, Angela, if you're watching, which I know you are, and if you're listening, hello. That's a good one.
Like, there's a lot of, like, single moms who have had that experience. They might have had a religious upbringing, and they had sex, and we know because there's proof, because there's a child, you know.
Exactly.
So you can bounce back.
Well, Angela bounced back.
But she had to talk about it in order to bounce back. You can't bounce back. Exactly. What happened.
Are we going to see further along in this season Angela talk a little bit more about this, you know, whole situation? I mean, yeah, she said she was done. But I'm going to know a little bit more about this relationship here. Are we going to see a picture of the baby daddy, just in case some of us who don't know who he is?
Google him. His mugshot's up, y'all. It's bad. This was a bad look for her. He was a bad look for her. Like what Rome said in the episode. I'm saying Rome like I know him. So.
Hey, Rome.
What Rome said in the episode was, like, he was never really the type of guy for her. Like, he was, like, really from the streets, and that's not really, like, her background. Exactly. I think he's, like, a little older than her, too. You know, so it just kind of was happenstance. I don't think they meant for any of that to happen.
Exactly.
So But little SJ is here, and he is adorable.
He is adorable. Looks like her.
He looks just like her. Thank goodness. No, I'm serious. Thank goodness. She did all that work. Your baby should look like you. Fair enough?
No? Okay. So let's touch a little bit about Boogie. He wasn't really too much in this episode. But just briefly touch on it. Master P sat down with Dame, Boogie's dad, in the studio. Dame revealed, I feel like Dame says a few more drugs every time he speaks about this, because he included lean. Like,
what other drugs? Like, yeah. Okay, there's a lot going on.
Because we didn't know. We knew about, you know, some other things. You know, just in case the kids are watching, y'all going to have to see the episode. I don't want to repeat them. But we knew about, so he was doing some other stuff.
Yeah.
And now he threw in lean, which, you know, if you're under the age, you need to ask your parents what that is. But I'm like, Dame didn't even tell us. He added that one in there.
I think how it was edited the first time, it was just like, there's just drugs.
Right.
Like, it's just like, oh my gosh, drugas, oh my gosh, like drugs. Like, that's like kind of how it got like said to us. So we were like, drugs. And I know we thought it was pills. Like, I know, right. I assumed pills. But then he broke it down, like, and I'm like, was it in his little sister's room? So we got the answer. Like, he was living there with his dad. He was staying in his little sister's room. I guess mm-hmm. she doesn't occupy it. I mean, I would assume Dame Dash has more than one bedroom per person that lives in his home. Mm-hmm. And then he had the lean in the room.
And I'm just like, wow, okay. So
still dangerous. Still very dangerous.
Still very dangerous. Because cool. Your sister can pick it up and think it's juice. So you never know.
She's 9. Like, if she's...
That's true. But you never... Some kids, they may not smell. She'd be like, oh, Kool-Aid. Oh, Boogie, you got some juice in the room? Boogie, where's your tea? Oh, it's in the room. Oh.
Oh, no.
You know, you never know with 9-year-olds. I mean,
I would see drinking behind him, but opening up the thing, because my grown self could barely open up the cap sometimes. It's really hard. Like, they need to figure out something better.
Well, but we did see that, so Master P and Dame were talking about that, and Master P decided to stump in, jump in.
Master Lanya Van Zant coming in to fix his life. I'm sorry. It was so funny to me.
It was. I mean, Master P, he's been through this with his own daughter.
Yeah.
So he was like, listen, like, get it together. Apologize to your dad. But he didn't even have anything to say. Boogie was like just standing there.
That's just kind of how he's been the majority of the season. That's because true. His storyline is his drug use and his drinking, and mm-hmm. those are things he clearly does not want to talk about, like, at all. Like, it's very clear. Again, I think that's a clip that was probably shortened. I feel like Master P was so having it, because Master P, like, was a cool type of mm-hmm. chill dad. He too old to be turning up like that. So when he turned up like that, I'm like, oh, it must have really, like, affected him, really made mm-hmm. him upset. Like, this is something happened, like it had to escalate, like, and I could see, yeah. if you're telling somebody, I'm saying these things to you because I want to save your life and I care about you, and their response is real vague, real okay. He literally went off, and all I could think about was Alanya Van Zandt. I was like, he is going off like her, like, he is snapping. He was snapping. He walked
come
off
here, beloved. Mm-hmm.
It started off like a beloved, then it was like a look at yourself. Read your rap lyrics to them. If you don't watch that episode, you have to watch it.
Or at least just go on Instagram, you know, Twitter. It's...
I don't know if we have an after show for Fix My Life, but we do have one for Love & Hip Hop, which Hazel E is on, and she's in that episode. So if you are a Love & Hip Hop fan, check out our after show of Love & Hip Hop. Atlanta's on right now, but she's on the one in Hollywood, and she's on that episode, and it's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Please. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, you know, we want to just touch on that.
Wait, can I ask you a question real quick?
Oh, yes.
Do you think that he was wrong in his, in talking? Do you think he overstepped his boundaries and overstepped his boundaries? Do you think he, like, shouldn't have talked to him?
No, I think it was good that he did. Because sometimes you don't hear it from your parents. But if you see somebody else say it to you, it'll click more.
He said that.
And so it's like, it may come from Dame, you know? It's like, okay, Dad. All right, Dad, I'm going to get it together. But when Master P stepped up, like, listen, bro, like, you know, my daughter been through this. Like, you need to get your life together. Maybe Boogie would be like, okay, it's really affecting me. And you know, Master P is such a heavyweight in this game.
Master P has lived almost every stereotypical black man's dream. He has been a rapper. He's an actor. He done played in the NBA.
producer, like, just doing everything.
He's doing everything. But when I was watching that, I could only think, oh, this is why his son is the way that he is. Mm-hmm. Like, he don't play that at all.
Right.
And I think he was trying to give Boogie that tough love that he gives his kids, and it doesn't translate the same, because if you never had someone speak to you like that,
exactly,
and then someone does,
he might shut down.
And I think that's what I literally wrote that down. I'm like, I think it's because he doesn't want to talk about any of this stuff during filming. That's all they want to talk about. So he mm-hmm. doesn't talk much mm-hmm. At all. You can see it. Every conversation, yeah. He has literally nothing to say.
Poor Boogie. Well, what's on
Lulu? Poor Boogie, or...
you know.
Poor him.
We just gonna let Boogie be Boogie.
I hope everything's getting better.
I hope so, too. Mm. Well, let's move on to our special segment here that we have.
Yes, yes, let's do this.
You guys will all hopefully love. It's called Glowing Up Fashion.
Yes.
We wanted to know who you guys may think is the one who had the glow up, the one who had the best outfit for this episode and the episodes to come. Felicia, who was your glow up for tonight?
Oh, so who was glowing? Master P and Romeo. So I have two. I couldn't separate them because this is the scene that they were test driving the Aston Martins. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, Romeo got the little silky shirt on. I would wear that shirt.
It was nice.
It was very nice. I just wanted to... touch the shirt. So I just touched the shirt. Like, it was, like, one of those materials that you just, like, want to, like, you know, do that on. Uh-huh. And then Master P, like, his suit, he was suited and booted. You saw him. He had his handkerchief. Full and he had his blue. Girls in. I thought it was a great look. And they complimented each other. I don't know if they meant to do that or you saw that.
Father-son duo.
Yeah, for sure. Like, Romeo had, like, that deep kind of foresty green and masterpiece and like that blue, that light blue. So they really complimented each other.
I like that.
They looked good as a unit.
They sure did.
They did.
Who no one limit. No
who,
limit.
Who did you have?
I wrote down Vanessa. I loved her in that photo shoot she did for Shoe Dazzles. Plain jeans, plain denim jeans, a white t-shirt. Loved that. I know it was probably a stylist, but I loved it.
Yeah.
And then I also loved when she came over to the house, and it was like a two-piece number there.
That was really, really cute.
That was really cute. Really like an everyday, like running errands. Oh, let me pick up my daughter. Let me go to the store. I liked that. I thought it was cute. Gave me J-Lo vibes, too, a little bit.
Just a little.
Just a little.
I think that anytime I see somebody in that type of pattern, I always think of that, you know, that Versace dress. Yeah.
The dress.
There was anybody who maybe you didn't think was on their most fashion forwardness this episode?
I don't really have anybody.
Hold up, they don't love you like I love you.
I guess Felicia does. Down. Who are you thinking? Because like I didn't have anybody who wasn't really, you know, looking cute to me.
I had Brianna.
You wasn't feeling the bathing suit.
I wasn't feeling that white hat. It is not Easter Sunday. And if you're going to do, like, a brim like that, it needs to have some, like, shape mm-hmm. to it. And there needs to be sun outside to shade your face from.
It was a little sun in her defense.
I liked the...
It wasn't bright, but, you know, it was a little. It was sunset.
I just think it's a lot going on with her fashions, and I'm trying to understand it. She just dresses a little differently, but she's a different person, so that's cool. Oh, but so if you agree or disagree with me and Howard, please let us know in the comments. We would really love to know who you have as your glowing up fashion pick for this week.
Please let us know.
Yeah, we want to know. We read the comments.
We sure do. And speaking of the comments, I want to read one from last week that caught my
oh Lord
caught my eye here. You know, I'm scrolling through YouTube because you know we look at it in iTunes. We look too. A lady by the name of Shanice Sweet Smile. Thank you for commenting because you put, I want Angela and Romeo to be together so bad. As do we, or at least I do, you know. I think they're soulmates. And Brianna is trash. She isn't a decent person at all. I'm ready for Angela to have her replaced on the show. Wow. I don't know. Brianna is trash.
Who's this person again?
Shanice Sweet Smile.
That's such a cute
name. I mean, you know, we may throw a little shade for Brianna, but I like her. I personally like her, but you know, everybody's entitled to their opinions.
Yes, you are.
So please keep leaving the comments.
Shanice, you want someone to lose their job. Like,
she needs a check, Shanice.
She,
how is she going to eat?
She needs her check, because Mary's checks to her dad will probably stop soon. And she needs her checks.
Yes.
And I just don't think, like, why do you want to get somebody fired? Like, she makes the show really good. And if she wasn't on it, something would be missing out of it. Like, you need a villain. Like, you need you need those classic people who you're going to disagree with, who stirs the pot, who walks into a room and makes it real cold. you need somebody like that. Mm-hmm. So just to say, like, kick her off is just like, jeez.
Ooh. Well, something I do want to kick off. What about a little news and gossip?
Oh.
AfterBuzz TV News.
What you got for me, Felicia?
Oh, you ready to sip some tea?
You know I'm ready.
Okay, so you know your boy Romeo is, well, his name's Romeo, is in like a love octagon. Something like that. Okay. He has many sides. So I peruse his Instagram every day, and this past week, he actually showed a lot of love to Corinne Fox, Jamie Foxx's daughter. So, you know, Jamie Foxx started his new show, Shazam is coming out soon, and he had the promo picture for it. Well, Romeo said, you know, you need to include us in it. Like, you know, we're the next generation. You and my dad need to chill. He kind of like made it like a we're the next generation. Our father's an old type of things, like a link up type of deal. Mm-hmm. And he actually took a picture of Jamie Foxx's Shazam promo photo and cropped her face onto like four of them. It was like five versions of him and cropped her face onto like four of them. So you need to share. He's like, oh, that's much better. So I was like, Romeo, are you flirting? Are you trying to...
You know he's a flirt.
Yes, we know he's a flirt. But, you know, are you trying to, like... What you trying to do? Which I think they'd be a really cute couple.
Mm-hmm,
I think it'd be something a lot better because it's, like, low-key and non-reality TV. And then also about Boogie. So here's my report for Boogie. Boogie's doing really well. So I stalk his life, too. And he's doing really good. No, he's, like... he's eating well, he works out a lot, like he posts about like having like positive vibes. Well, this was all last week, and some changes between this week and next week. I'll be sure to let you know next week on news and gossip, but that's all news and gossip for this week.
Yes.
Would you like to see that Jamie Foxx Corinne mashup?
I think it would be a good little look for Romeo and Corinne.
I like that.
I like that too.
She seems pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Huh. All right, let's get into some predictions. What are we going to see?
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I wonder. What are we thinking about for next week? Do you want to go first or want me to go first?
You can go ahead.
Okay, so what I'm seeing, because the clip is so intense about Boogie, it's going to be a full hour of just Boogie.
Yeah.
Definitely, or at least 40 minutes of just Boogie. And I think they're going to do the intervention next week. And what we see is going to happen on camera, because we see Dash holding his phone saying, look at what I see, to showing Brianna. I feel like we're going to see him actually doing the drugs in the house and outside of his sister's room. Maybe even in the den or in the pool area, but they're actually going to show us like him using.
You think so?
I think so. Not like, you know,
I think full in depth, if they do that, it's going to be a lot of blurriness on
definitely
the screen.
For like sure. I don't think they're going to show him actually, you know, like doing, but intervention and him just, you know, going to either pick up the drugs or drinking a lot. They're going to show us something on that phone where he was caught on camera.
And you know, I tried to figure out like in the last 10 minutes between the show ending and when we start this show, what was going on. I tried. I was like, this is going to be news, guys. I'm going to figure it out. But alas, I'm going to be waiting till next week like you guys. I don't know what this footage is that could be so damaging. Yes. I'm not sure if it really is something or it's just something that they're telling us is something. You never know. But my prediction for next week is I think it's going to turn up between Brianna and TT.
Ooh, good.
Because their personalities are not ones to back down. Like, TT's just not as confrontational as Brianna, but definitely like, what's going on? What do you mean? Like, she's asked questions to find out answers, and that's going to annoy the mess out of Brianna.
I think so too.
And Brianna's going to snap. And then TT's going to snap. And then, depending on the occasion, one person might pop. I don't know who rides or dies for Brianna. I would say, like, maybe Pet would pop off or Egypt would try to, like, come in and defuse it. Like, who, like, would, who, I don't know. I don't think Brianna needs someone to pop off for it.
She pops so up on she got herself.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So I think we're going to see them get into it next week.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And nothing will happen to Romeo. He'll leave that situation unscathed. He'll be fine.
Romeo will be out of it.
He'll be fine. He won't even be in the argument or nothing.
Oh my gosh. Well, again, guys, this was a fun little after show. I had a good time.
Always a good time.
Always. And I know you guys are having a good time. And to show that you guys are having a good time, please leave those comments below on YouTube. And if you listen to us on iTunes, please leave comments there too and rate us 5 stars. We love hearing from you guys. And you might even have a chance to be on our fan shout out.
Hey.
Uh huh. I am one of your hosts, Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard the Third. Felicia, where can we find you?
It's Felicia Michelle on Instagram.
Loving it. So, also, if you guys are Kardashian fans, you can find me on Sundays doing the Kardashian After Show.
Oh, Felicia. I forgot. I do a show every Monday. We do the Houses of Potomac After Show.
Loving it. All right, guys. We will see you guys next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.